Welcome to the Fat Talks podcast. Here we will share lessons to help you on your business and fitness journey. I'll be sharing practical solutions from building my business and having mind-opening conversations with amazing personalities too. My name is Tomi Rotimi. I'm the founder and creative director of Exclamations by Tomi Rotimi, a proudly Nigerian premium ready-to-wear brand I founded almost 2 decades ago. I'm also the author of the best-selling book, Fat Transfer from Waistline to Bottom Line, a book on life lessons for fitness and business. Welcome to Fat Talks. Hello, welcome to my podcast. Welcome to another episode of Fat Transfer Talks by Tomi. Another day, another episode, another time together. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for always tuning in. Today is the second part of our two-part series, Dear Multi-Talented Friend. I need to start with an apology. I was listening to the last episode, like I always do, before recording today's episode, and I realized that I did promise that I was going to record the second part of the series before a week, but I can't even believe it's been a week already. You know, when I was prompted to record today's episode, I actually jolted because I couldn't believe it was a week already. So I need to apologize if there was anybody there kind of waiting for the second part and didn't see that happen. 1,000 apologies. But I'm back today with the second part. So thank you for listening to the first part, and I do hope it's helped, and I hope that you are reevaluating the way you see your multiple talents, and also reevaluating the way you activate all of them at the same time. You know, that is what really I'm talking about now. So I think we stopped at point number 3 or 4, but I'm going to just pick today's episode from 1. Just so it's easy to track. I'm going to continue as to the problems with trying to activate all your talents and the problems that we have around our multiple talents. One of the other issues that I find with my multi-talented friends is primarily a mindset issue. So I'm going to kind of challenge some of the different mindsets that we have. There's always the now or never mindset, the now or never mentality. There's this urgency to do everything because for some reason we think if we don't do it all at once, if we don't do it now, we're shortchanging ourselves and we are living below capacity or below our potential. And I think this really causes a lot of stress for us as multi-talented people because of this urgency that we have put on ourselves to multitask. And this is what I want to say to that, because I think this is super important to know. Your talents, like I said in the last episode, are all connected. They are connected because they all come from you. But more important than even the fact that they are connected is that your talents are all seasonal. They are all going to show up in due season. The season bit of this conversation is super important to grasp, because seasons work sequentially, right? Sometimes you need something to come to a completion, and that will trigger the beginning of something else. Eventually, when everything is activated, you see it holistically as a part of one big machinery. But each part must be optimized on its own. Now, you have to see yourself almost as a part of a system. A system that is comprised of different elements and different mini systems, right? And each one itself has to be optimized. And it is the optimization of each one that makes the whole machine work at its best. So look at it this way. For every season, there is a talent, there's an interest that you are focusing on to perfect. And when I say perfect, I use the word perfect loosely. I am just stating that each one has to be practiced and optimized to the point where it is working at a level that at some point, or at some level, can run on autopilot. And it is working at a level where it can empower you, you know, to do better at the next season. This is a lot of words just saying to you to be patient, to not see this as a now or never thing, just to see it as a season thing. You know, again, I use myself as an example, and I don't want to hammer on this point too much, but it is so important. At this point in my life, I'm doing several things. I'm running a business. I'm running some coaching programs. I'm running, my business is running internationally. I'm recording a podcast. I'm writing my third book. I'm doing several things. But I didn't do all of these things at once, okay? I started first by building this platform where I was designing and marketing my designs, my clothes. And I built this platform for 20 plus years. And now I'm layering all these other things on it. I've built this credible brand and built a following around this brand. Now, not everybody who buys my coaching programs or buy my books have bought my clothes, but my clothes and my fashion brand has created a platform that has allowed me now to express other talents and gifts. It has done that in two ways. Number one, my fashion brand has been fully monetized. So it's at a point now where it is funding my lifestyle. Because it's funding my lifestyle, it has given me liberty, right, to be able to explore other gifts without putting the pressure of monetization on them. While I am monetizing these gifts, they are not necessarily funding my life, and so I can be patient with them. This makes things enjoyable, makes it seamless, and allows you to be patient with that business or that talent or that gift or that interest. So I don't want you to look at it as a now or never thing. No, this is not me saying to you, you are never going to be able to activate all your talents. I've already told you that they are all connected, so by default, they will all be activated. Well, I need you to understand that in season, each one needs to be given its due, its time. And each one is worthy of giving its due and its time. Each one deserves it and actually needs it. You need to nurture each one to get the most out of it. So stop thinking now or never. The now or never is what gives the feeling of urgency. And by default, maybe even some anxiety, because you feel like you need to do it all at once, okay? So that's number one. Get rid of that now or never mindset. The second thing I want to say about the whole multi-talented thing is
you need to look at your life through the lens of wholeness, not through the lens of work alone. The challenge that comes with multi-talented people is they view all their talents as businesses or as opportunities that they have to take advantage of. So you are looking at your life only through the lens of work, and work is one dimension of your life. If you start to challenge yourself to look at your life through a wholeness mindset, a wholeness lens, you as a business owner, as a mother, as a friend, as a wife, as a person, as just a human being, then you realize you are more than just work. When you look at it that way, then some of your interests don't have to be work. Some of your interests really are talents that could be expressed as a hobby. And a hobby can easily deliver joy and enjoyment and leisure to you. And these are also important. Okay. I know people who have gone on several high levels on a hobby. You know, I have a dear friend who plays netball. Now, she also designs bags, and she designs the loveliest bags. Like, I have her bags and I can't get enough of them. But she also has this immense passion for netball. I've also attended some of her games, and it's amazing just to watch her play with so much passion and intensity. Now, she hasn't monetized her netballing skills. She's in her 40s. She doesn't ever intend to be a professional netball player, but she has allowed herself to enjoy this talent, you know, without monetizing it, without turning it into a career, but just enjoying it for what it is, for the hobby that it is in her life. But that doesn't mean it's any less important than her talent, her creative talent of designing bags. You know, so she has looked at her life not just through the lens of work. Otherwise, she may not have given netball the time of day and may only be looking at talents that she can activate commercially, right? Sometime in future, she could decide to monetize this. She could write about her career in netball or her interest in netball. She could start a coaching program in netball. She could begin to sell some netball paraphernalia. You know, there's no end to how things can be monetized. She would always have this experience under her belt, but she hasn't monetized it. This way, this talent, this interest has colored her life with joy and happiness and relationships, but it hasn't been something that has created pressure or anxiety, you know. And a lot of times when you monetize a talent, it's a package deal. With monetization comes structure, it comes marketing, it comes human resources. You know, there are so many tools you need to have. There is pressure with anything you monetize. Even if you love it at its core, there is pressure that comes monetization. And that's why I think not every gift or talent or interest has to be monetized, even though every gift, talent, interest, you know, can be monetized. Okay, so it's not an all work or no life thing, right? Rid yourself of that mindset. I want you to start looking at some of your interests through the lens of enjoyment, of play, of recreation, you know, of relaxation. Start looking at some of your interest in that way. Again, I'm going to use myself as an example, like I always do. For the longest time, my writing was just a means to relax. I say writing is therapy for me. So for the longest time, all I did with my writing was journal, was blog, right? And that's all. And it was just a platform, a tool for me to express myself, to relax, to kind of just unwind. That was what writing was for me for the longest time. fast forward X number of years later, I am monetizing my writing through coaching programs, through online courses, through blogging, and of course, through publications, through writing, you know, but it happened in its season, okay? And it happened because I gave this particular talent an opportunity to just be a source of relaxation and joy for me. And then I didn't put the pressure of monetization on it right off the bat. Okay? So I want you to look at your life holistically and see which of your interests can just be there to make you just a better person, to help you enjoy your life a bit more, and then which ones can be monetized. For the monetizing one, in general, I would say focus on one, but depending on the resources, the tools you have, and your skills, you can do a few more, but focus on your life as a whole, not just through the lens of work, right? Number three, many of us multi-talented people are comparing our talents and our lives with others. I spoke to a dear mentee recently, and she is actually textbook multi-talented. And she mentioned a celebrity figure who is also multi-talented and who is presently expressing her multiple talents across different platforms in different ways. She's a photographer, she's a musician, and she does so many other things, right? And she's somehow been able to create this larger-than-life persona, and people like my mentee are looking at her and thinking, wow, now this is what I want my life to be like, because this person is embodying her multiple talents and she seems to be doing it effortlessly and seamlessly. That is a mistake, because you don't know her life, you don't know her resources, you don't know her realities, you don't know that she's multi-talented but really only earning a living from one or two, even though she's earning a fan base or popularity or celebrity with some other interests. You never know. You don't know people's reality. So this is why it is important not to compare. You also don't know this person's definition of success. You also don't know this person, the access this person has to support, and the kind of support machinery that is available to this person. A lot of celebrities showcase their talent on these huge mega platforms, but we never know their backstory. We don't know the team behind them, the resources behind them, the opportunities that have come their way. We don't know the backstory. We don't know their support system that has helped them do these things seemingly effortlessly. Some people are paying to be on some platform. Some people are sponsored to be on some platform. Some people have a whole team supporting them to showcase their talents on multiple platforms. You don't know this. So please don't compare. Don't compare your life with anybody else, because especially with multi-talented people, it is rare that every single talent is delivering the level of support or success that you think, right? So no comparison, but I know multiple talented people. This is a challenge that we have, and it doesn't help. It doesn't help at all. We're almost there, okay? Another thing that I know about my multiple talented people, and I think this one is huge, we underestimate the task, the work that it takes in developing a talent or interest. And we almost always, and in this particular case, I am so guilty, like it's something I need to work on. We overestimate our capacity. So you're looking at your talent in its raw form, just as the interest that it is. But you don't realize you don't realize how much work each talent actually will need to fully develop and to reach its optimum. You underestimate the amount of work. If you really knew the potential of this talent and the amount of work that it's going to take for you to fully activate this talent and to activate it at a high level, you will not even consider doing more than one. You know, until of course you've built a mega team that can support you across board. But, you know, we all know that that is expensive, right? So we underestimate this. We underestimate the time it takes. We underestimate the funding it takes. We underestimate the energy it takes. We underestimate the support that it takes. We underestimate it all. And that is why, for many of us, we only scratch the surface of each talent. We don't go deep enough, because the deeper you go, the more it will cost you. And of course, we overestimate our own capacity, and that is self-explanatory. We overestimate how much, in reality, we can actually do. And this is a problem, and this leads me to the next point. We also don't realize how vulnerable and susceptible we are to burnout when we try to activate our multiple talents, especially on a high level. When we try to monetize several talents at once, commercialize several talents at once, without building the requisite team, without investing the requisite amount of time, without considering the season that we're in and the other realities in our lives, burnout is something that is inevitable, you know. And burnout is not something to toy with. Apart from the health implications of burnout, it actually robs us of the opportunities that we are trying to create for ourselves. Because with burnout comes stress, it comes tiredness, and your health could be compromised. Which is why I always say no ambition, no gift, no talent, no interest is worth compromising our health for. Absolutely a no-no. We are over our time, but I want to throw in this last point. This is the very last point. If we do want to explore multiple talents and commercialize multiple talents, I just want to throw this in real quick. Then we need to consider certain strategies. The strategy of collaboration, automation, delegation. These are things that we need to do if we want to do multiple things. But that is another episode completely. I think I've touched on that on my last episode on overwhelm. So please listen to that again. So that's it. We're done. We're done. We're done with this episode, and we're done with this series. Thank you so very much for listening. And I just want to do a real quick recap like I do normally. So these are the things I want you to manage and consider when you're thinking about exploring all your talents, interests, or giftings. You know, it's not a now or never mindset. Get rid of the now or never mindset. Every gift will show up in its due season. You can't view your life, number two, through the lens of work alone. You are a whole person, a sum of many parts, right? And you have to view your life through the blend of wholeness. So some gifts are only meant to color your life, and let them do that. Number three, comparison kills, and it's a problem with multi-talented people. When you look at multi-talented people who seemingly seem to be activating their gifts at a high level effortlessly, don't compare yourself with them, because you don't see the back end. You don't see the support they have. You don't see the platforms that they've built. You don't see the costs that they are, the cost of doing these things. You don't see all these things and you're comparing yourself. So please don't. It's actually a foolish thing. And it definitely is something that will affect your self-esteem and the way you look at your journey. Comparison kills. Don't do it. Number four, you underestimate the task and what it will take to fully monetize and activate even every single gift, and you overestimate your capacity, right? Number five, there's a reality of burnout that comes with monetizing all your gifts. And burnout is not something to joke around with. So be mindful not to push yourself to the edge and have to manage the consequences of burnout. And finally, if you have to do multiple things, please explore collaborations with like-minded people, explore automating, and explore delegation. You know, and I have talked about that in one of the episodes on overwhelm. So that's it for today. We have really gone over. We've gone almost 6 minutes over, but I think it's been well worth it. Please listen to this episode over and over and over again. And please share this episode with your network. Also, share with me some of your mindset issues around your multi-talentedness and how you have managed your multiple talents, interests, or gifts. Send me a message on tomi@tomirotimi.com or send me a DM on Instagram at tomi.rotimi. Thank you so very much for listening. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. This was an amazing episode. Please subscribe to the podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Also, buy the book. Bad Transfer from Waistline to Bottom Line is available on Amazon and also on www.tomirotimi.com. I would love to hear from you. Let me know what resonated with you in the episode or in the book by tagging me on Instagram at tomi.rotimi or tag the book page Fat Transfer by Tomi. Looking forward to the next episode. Tune in, please. Thank you and bye.